Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 119 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, comicbook.com's official Pokemon podcast. You are listening to Christian Hoffer, or if you're watching us live on Twitch, you are watching Christian Hoffer, who has taken over introductory duties for Jim Viscardi, who sadly had a last minute conflict of interest and couldn't be bothered to appear. However, we are replacing Jim with our other annual co-host, who is back from her own hiatus, Megan Peters. Megan, how's it going?
I'm back. I am well rested. Had a few minor situations of taking my cat to the ER, but we're fine. Everything's fine. No worries. All is good with the world. So I'm back. Jim is not back. So I guess all is right with the world.
Yep.
Who knows?
The summer of rotating hosts continues, as apparently all three of us can only be on the same show like once every 3 or 4 weeks.
The next time all three of us are together, though, I guarantee you we're going to have some like awesome announcement or news to discuss. It's going to be great. It's going to be an awesome welcome back.
Well, we can speculate on what that awesome news is later on in the show. But this is a show about Pokemon. And, you know, if you've listened to the other 118 episodes, you know that the Pokemon franchise has a lot of weekly news. So much that we talk about it literally every single week for the last 2+ years, which is wild when you think about it, that a franchise can sustain a dedicated podcast where we only talk about the news and also Jim's bad opinions about things.
Yeah, it's about 50% news, 40% Jim's bad opinions, 10% Hoffer making fun. And yeah. I exist outside of that percentage as just the commentator who tries to keep things peaceful.
You bring everything up to 110%, which is exactly where we want to be.
Yes.
So we talk about everything Pokemon. We talk about the Pokemon anime. We talk about the Pokemon video games, the trading card games, merchandise, spin-off games, pop culture references. And we end every single week with a PokeFact of the Week, which will be guaranteed to delight and or horrify you. So
what will it do this week? Let us know.
This is a pretty safe week. There's one really weird bit of it, but most of it is more of a "oh, that's cool" sort of thing.
Gotcha.
Like it's not last week's PokeFact where we discussed how Zatu not only references real world places in their Pokedex entries, but also they see the future and just choose not to do anything about it. But anyway,
I have to say, I was bummed that I wasn't on the podcast for that fact, because Zatu is my mama's favorite Pokemon, because she was obsessed with Native American Indian culture that kind of had those deep roots. And so she loved him. So she had a room that was dedicated to her Cherokee roots and a bunch of family heirlooms and stuff like that. And then in the middle of it, she just had Zatu.
That is amazing.
She just had a plush of him because I'd introduced it to her. So anyways, when I heard that fact, I was like, dang it. So I'm glad. Thank you for giving me a segue to give a shout out to Mama.
Well, we're going to continue on things relevant to Megan Peters' interests. Let's talk about some good Eevee news and some bad Eevee news. Of course, this weekend was the Eevee Community Day. The second ever hosted by Pokemon Go. Megan, did you participate in the community day?
Absolutely, I did. Is the name Eevee in it? Then I absolutely took part. I got so many Eevees. I mean, which is the point, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't leveled any up at this point. Mainly, I just stockpiled 30 Eevee. I got a couple shiny, which, of course, always love to have. I think I got a pretty good amount. It was like three. I think it was three total. I know a couple of my friends who do Pogo, they didn't get any, so I was happy about that. It just further cemented the fact that I am meant to be with Eevee. But I got a couple shinies. But yeah, I got like 30 in the span of like 10, 15 minutes of just walking around the park. Yeah, I mean, they were everywhere. So yeah, I'm very happy with my Eevees. Now I just need to figure out my evolution strategy.
I actually did not get any shiny Eevees, but I had like nine of them from the first community day. So like I wasn't too worried about like, you know, adding that. I was more concerned about trying to get some hundos, which I got like three. So, you know, and I evolved one of them into Umbreon in order to get that, you know, actual like relevant Umbreon, and another one. I also took advantage of the weekend's like reduced rate to get another Sylveon, because I had only had one Sylveon, because I still use my buddy slots mainly to farm candy of Pokemon that I don't have, because for whatever reason, I just keep stockpiling. I have like 200 rare candies at this point, and I still am just like, no, I'm just going to keep plugging away using buddy candies instead, because I'm, you know, a masochist, I guess, and very slow on that.
You have a method to your madness, then you know, let it be.
Yeah. But that actually was not the Eevee news I wanted to talk about. Espeon got some good news and some bad news over the last couple of days. Let's talk about the good news. The good news first. The good news, as I apparently just called it. Yikes. So the good news is Espeon is getting a Build-A-Bear figure.
Yes. Build-A-Bear knows what kind of content I want. That's all I know. That's all I know how to say. They know that Megan needs a collection of all of the evolutions in Build-A-Bear form. You know, unfortunately, hands are a little tied in terms of budgets these days, because I COVID, you know, allowing, we'll have a wedding in about 2 months. But the Eevee plush is so cute. I mean, the Eevee one is also cute, but Espeon, it makes the little noise, and I'm so excited, guys.
So, do you have the other Eevee Build-A-Bears? Like, I know you have Vaporeon, that, you know, but you know,
of course I have Vaporeon. Yes. I have Vaporeon, and I have Flareon.
Yeah. And would you say, like, we've talked about this, I mean, obviously Build-A-Bear is a running topic on our show, not only because they produce Build-A-Bears, but because Jim used to wear Build-A-Bear skins as his job.
Yes.
Like, literally was inside a Build-A-Bear, and that was his actual occupation. You can go and hear about that those horrifying stories on past episodes, because I have to bring it up. But, you know, you would say, like, I don't own any of the Eevee ones. I've got a Psyduck, I think, a Pikachu, and a Pichu. Well, my son technically has all of these, with the exception of, I don't know where Psyduck's at anymore.
See, I don't even have children to, like, be able to be like, oh, it's for my kids. Like, no, I myself have Flareon, Vaporeon, I have Piplup, and I have Pikachu. So those are my children.
And you know, obviously, you have lots of other Eevee, or not just Eevees, but other Pokemon plushes. How would you compare the quality of Build-A-Bears?
The Build-A-Bear ones are really nice. Now, I mean, some of it is going to have a little bit of, you know, variability based on the person who's stuffing the Build-A-Bear skin for you. I mean, if you get a choice of that when you go to the store, if you go in person, you know, when I ordered Vaporeon online, because when that came out, it was a time in which COVID wasn't great in my area. So I didn't want to go to a mall. And so it came stuffed to the brim, real nice, super soft. You can obviously have choice of that when you go to Build-A-Bear and decide whether you want a fully fluffed or, you know, a less fluffed plush. But in terms of, like, the feel of it, the accessories you can get, you know, how it sits and everything like that. In terms of a plush, very comforting. And I do have quite a few plushes. So I am a fan of Build-A-Bear. I mean, I do think that they are overpriced, and that is a common sentiment throughout all of the fandoms when it comes to Build-A-Bear licensing. But I mean, Build-A-Bear promotes itself as a premium plush product, and it's having to recoup licensing fees for Pokemon or Star Wars or whatever you're getting. So it is going to be a little bit more expensive, I know, but I do definitely recommend not only Build-A-Bear, but specifically the Eevee plushes. I think that they are excellent. Don't think that I'll be getting all of them just because I don't have room nor enough excess cash to do so. So I think at this point, now that I have Vaporeon and Flareon, I think I'm just waiting until they have all of them out, and then I can kind of like decide which ones I want.
I would like to get the Eevee bundle of Build-A-Bears. You know,
I mean, if they don't do that once they have all of them out, that is such a missed opportunity. Like, I'm sure they'll do something in that case. But yeah, no, I'm definitely a fan of the Build-A-Bear. I'm happy that Espeon is getting their due. Now I'm just kind of waiting on Sylveon, because Sylveon will be like the next big one, I think, for the fandom. Yeah. Cause I mean, Umbreon, Leafeon, like they're all adorable and cute, and I love them dearly, obviously, but
yeah,
I mean,
but Sylveon's
precious. Right. So
we've talked about the good Espeon news. Now let's talk about the bad Espeon news, the just awful, terrible Espeon news. So for those of you who follow the Pokemon trading card game, you know that this year in 2021, they have brought back alternate art cards. Now, these are full art cards, but instead of in past full art cards, where basically we have just gotten a larger version of the Pokemon, usually with some like sort of monochrome background, these are full versions, like alternate art, and they look fantastic. One of these days, we will do an entire episode where we just ooh and awe over these art, because honestly, yeah, it has revitalized the game. Like, it makes me want to like really collect, you know, these cards and like spend the $50 or $60 per cards that they're going for on the secondary market. Later this month, the Pokemon trading card game is coming out with Evolving Skies, which we've already done a little bit of previews on. I believe Jim did a pack on opening last week. But all the Eevees are involved with these, you know, in the set. Some of these Eevees have alternate art cards, but one of them, quite possibly the best alternate art card in the entire set in Japan, will not be coming over to the United States. That's right. The Espeon VMAX will not be released as a standard card set.
It's big, chunky Espeon.
He's
a big chunky Espeon.
It's pretty terrible. So this card, it's got Espeon kind of in Gigantamax form, or excuse me, Dynamax form, because it doesn't change form. So in Dynamax form, and it's laying on a house, and it looks amazing. Like, honest to God, probably one of the top three alternate art cards in the set. The reason why they, you know, the Pokemon company never really gives official reasons as to why these cards, you know, what cards they choose to go in and out of the sets. The realistic reason, I'm fumbling my words left and right. This is what happens when I have to take over Jim's spot. I have to talk more, and so I say more words wrong. The reason why Espeon VMAX, this alternate art card, will not be in the set, it's likely just due to the fact there's like 240 cards that are in the set. That's a lot of cards. They actually cut like 55, I believe, or maybe even more than that. I'd have to take a look and see the exact number, but they cut a lot of cards from the Japanese sets, because this is technically three Japanese sets combined into one. So they basically held some out. There's actually three... the alternate art cards of Jolteon, Flareon, and Vaporeon V were also left out of the standard set. And likely those will be getting released as some sort of box set. Like, they haven't announced it, but it's like, yeah, this is probably yeah. a box set.
I mean, I have a hard time believing that this card will not make it to the Western market. I mean, it's too popular fandom-wise, at least within the TCG and the art collecting community, that it's coming without a doubt in my mind. It's just a matter of how available is it going to be made? Like, how, what is that exclusive, you know, promotion or buy-in, you know, mm-hmm. whatever situation could look like. You know, if they announced that card would be released with the Espeon Build-A-Bear, I guess I'd be getting the Espeon Build-A-Bear. But I'm so frustrated because there is a hobby shop that just opened a little bit before the pandemic began, moved, and it's about 15 minutes from my house that I go to. And they have, lo and behold, when I went in, like all of the, you know, booster collectors, all the packs of the TCG that have come out that everyone's been trying to get. Some of them are still overpriced, but they also have Japanese sets, and they had the Evolving Skies Japanese that they had gotten. And they had this Espeon card that I looked at and I was like, oh, it was gorgeous in person. I'm so excited for that to like come out for, you know, a Western release. And so now I kind of want to go back and get it just because I'm impatient. But I know that if I can at least just wait a little bit, because I've already pre-ordered both of the big packs from the Pokemon Center website. So I know that I have these cards coming in, and I better get all the Vaporeon cards that I want. But I'm a little nervous about Espeon, because that is one of my chase cards, I'll say, that I want from this set.
Yeah. Well, and so this VMAX card and a couple other of the VMAX cards, these were limited print runs over in Japan. They were like related to like the Pokemon Center. Like they were like a couple of them were like EV Heroes or something like that. Yeah. I forget exactly what the name is, but they released them in these like limited edition box sets that actually broke the Pokemon Center website. So people were kind of hoping that we'd get a wider release over here in the United States, but it's looking like they're going to pull some shenanigans on us. So stay tuned, because this is a topic that is near and dear to this podcast's heart. You know, and of course, what will end up happening is whatever set, you know, this gets released in, Jim and his first stroke of good luck will get the card as part of his pack on openings or something like that. I guarantee it. A couple, you know, hopefully it gets into your hands, Megan.
I want nothing more, and I honestly might get emotional talking about it. I just want it so bad, especially now that like I have had this tangent before, you can listen to it, but Eevee has always been my favorite Pokemon. All the evolutions have been up there. I've always been a cat person, but I had severe allergies growing up. And now that those allergies are under control, thanks to the science of modern medicine, and I have cats for myself, Eevee is so important to me. And I want all these cards. All right. Soapbox over. I'm done.
So moving on, a couple other smaller news stories, I suppose. The first is that a surprise Pokemon game is getting an update in China only. So I don't know if any of you guys played Pokemon Unite, or not Pokemon Unite. Lots of people are playing Pokemon
Lots
Unite.
Lots of people are playing that. We know that.
I jumped ahead in the notes there. People, I don't know how many of you guys remember Pokemon Quest. It's that Pokemon game, mm-hmm. Free to play, I believe, was on the Nintendo Switch and mobile games. Involves like little box Pokemon, like box yes. versions of the Pokemon. And it came out back, I think it was 2018 over here in the United States. And they released it, and that was it.
Yeah.
In
I
China,
played it for a while, but
yeah. I mean, it was not a bad game. But over in China, they released the game as Pokemon Adventure, and they've been releasing new content regularly for it. Like it's got PvP, it has regular events, like the clone Pokemon from Mewtwo Strikes Back came out of it. And now they just announced that Johto Pokemon are getting added to the Chinese version of Pokemon Quest. It's like, Where is this for us?
Where is all this content? who is providing this content just for the...
It's a Game Freak game. Like, at first I was like, oh, it must be some sort of, like, Chinese developer. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. No, it's Game Freak.
And is there a reason they're not bringing it here? I mean, if they would do these updates, more people would be playing it. There's so many things that, in terms of like Japanese distribution for media, I don't understand. And I could have like hour long conversation with you about anime and manga, but for video games, I don't get it.
Yeah, no, since Jim's not here, you know, Jim's away, talk about other anime. It's really funny because I was thinking about this the other day, talking when you're talking about like manga and anime and how like screwed up the rights are. So the director for My Hero Academia, I'm actually very familiar with his work because he did the live action movie for Kingdom, which is this absolutely fantastic Japanese manga series that's all about the unification of China. And it's absolutely amazing, and it treats all these historical figures as like basically superheroes. And it's never gotten translated into the United States. It has like nearly 700 chapters, and it's like one of like the best manga. Like,
it consistently like almost outsells One Piece and Demon Slayer, but no one in the West has heard of it. So
yeah, like it's absolutely wild. But it's like, oh, I know that because he did the really cool movie of that one manga series that I can only look at the pretty pictures and not read the words.
It is definitely upsetting. So see, it's not just Pokemon. It's not just Pokemon that gets this weird shaft from distribution, marketing, PR. I mean, whoever is kind of signing off on these deals. It's just so frustrating. I don't understand, because Pokemon Quest is like a fine game. It got boring after a while because it never changed. It just stayed the same. If they would have done something.
Yeah, it's goofy. So there's that. So Pokemon Quest is getting a new update if you live in China. And the final thing is, and we'll talk more about this next week, but you know, it's notable Pokemon news. The Ultra Unlock Part 3 starts this week in Pokemon Go. So that's the event that will add some Galarian Pokemon to the game. It's Wooloo, Squovit, Folinx, and the legendary Pokemon Zacian and Zamazenta. So all of those Pokemon will be getting added to Pokemon Go here starting on Friday. That is coming up. We'll do a more of a deep dive into that here next week. But it is about 12:30 my time, 11:30 your time, which means it's about time for our commercial break, which we go and use to pay for the show. So producer Richard, if you please, would please run the ads while we stand here and wait for a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Whoa.
Oh no. Hold on a second, because my earbuds are not in. But surprise, everyone, I'm back.
Jim Viscardi's out of jail. Everybody, everyone in the comments is like, oh, a wild Jim has appeared.
What is this? I was muted. You couldn't even hear me, apparently, for all of that, because it was so wild and surprising. What is this madness? Jim Viscardi. That's Jim Viscardi's music. He's doing a run-in. He's coming to take over this coming show. In.
We need music, like how John Cena has his walkout that's just so iconic. We need a Jim walk-in theme.
It's appropriate that I've got my Wolfpack shirt on, of course. But welcome, everyone. I am back on the show. I couldn't stay away for too long.
Zimbai in the chat says he has risen, so I feel mildly uncomfortable with that sort of language, but you know what? Calder 07, by God, it's Viscardi making his way to the ring.
I could not miss. I had a meeting that popped up on the schedule that I could not miss, but I could not join the show because I've got a box of these babies and I've been waiting to open some of them. So, all right. So catch me up. What did I miss? Where are we at in the show?
A lot of good news about Espeon and a lot of bad news about Espeon. It's basically where we're at right now.
Yeah, we this has been a very Eevee heavy discussion, to be 100% honest. We covered all the news bits, so we're to the two deep dives. Since it's just me and Megan, you know, we have no one to moderate our various like side chats about like other things. So this has been a very meandering podcast. So far
the chat has loved it, so I believe it. But now we have Pokemon cards.
While you do that, let's go and talk a little bit about the Pokemon Presents as Jim starts to go and open up some Pokemon cards. So Pokemon Presents is coming just 2 days from the recording of this podcast, as Jim is gone again. The Pokemon Presents will be the first bit of news about Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, along with Pokemon Legends Arceus. It's going to be nearly 30 minutes long, which is far longer of a Pokemon Presents than I think we have ever gotten.
Okay, we say that, but that's probably just because we're going to get like 15 minutes of like a really awkward demo, right?
I have no idea. I honestly do not know what we're going to get. Probably yes. I mean, I'm hoping that we get some like a deeper dive into Pokemon Legends. I mean, that's the actual new game. So, Diamond, the Diamond and Pearl remakes, you know, they keep saying it's a faithful remake. So we should expect like no new content. And a matter of fact, we should expect less content than what we got in the original Diamond and Pearl games, because they're not going to have any of the game centers. No gambling allowed. So technically there will be less content than in those original games. But I have no idea what else we're going to be getting. What do you guys think? Do you think it's just going to be 28 minutes of Pokemon Legends, or do you think we're going to get some surprises?
Well, I mean, we'll get Brilliant Diamond and or whatever the Pearl and Diamond remakes. I always confuse the adjectives that these shows have, that these games have. So I don't, whatever. But I imagine, I imagine we'll get some of that. Hey, who knows? Maybe we'll get some more information about Pokemon Sleep.
No, that doesn't exist, Jim.
That does not exist. I don't know what you're talking about. They're just sleeping on that project. And if they do, honestly, I think we'd be so shocked that nothing else they announced during the event, like any trailers, no one would care, because we would just be like, oh my God, Pokemon Sleep still exists? Like, now, I don't think they'd be like shooting themselves.
So then that means Pokemon Star is what we're going
to
get.
John, Jim, I swear to God, like I will drive down to Nashville. Stupid Pokemon stars.
Hey, it could happen. I mean, we're definitely going to get more of an amalgamation.
Like, oh man, freaking Pokemon stars. That thing was just a pain in my freaking rear for years. It's 28 minutes long, so I got a feeling the one thing I do think that we're going to get is Pokemon Unite. I'm sorry. I just saw a Facebook comment that we got where it's like a legitimate mobile Pokemon game would be nice. Not this Pokemon Go that pretty much died after a few months to a year. I have some bad news for you, buddy. Pokemon Go is still going. You know, that game like made like billions of dollars last year. So that's a very dead game. Definitely a dead game. I do think that we're going to get some Pokemon Unite news, actually.
Oh, I think that.
Well, I hope so. Or
something. Just like even if it's a little just pocket of news just to keep it relevant. Well, we're definitely going to get something.
That's why I'm surprised that they announced Blissey today.
Oh, well, way to jump ahead.
Okay. I mean, I know we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But like, okay, so they announced Blissey. We're going to go a bit deeper dive. But like, that feels like an announcement that they would have saved for something like this.
I think they'll probably give us like information like on how Blissey best works. Maybe if they have other Pokemon coming, Pokemon that are potentially more, you know, name recognizable than Blissey. Though I love Blissey. I just have to assume they're going to do something for Unite, whether maybe a new map, maybe something else. I mean, they're going to do something if they've put this much time and attention into doing this game. And aside from like the Pearl and Diamond remakes, I mean, I'm hoping in my greatest of all dreams that they focus more on Legends because we have such little information on what that's going to look like, practically speaking, aside from the snippets we've seen. But if they don't take this time to show off what Pearl and Diamond are going to look like with their, you know, modified looks and stuff. I'm not quite sure what else they would do.
My wild, like, hope beyond hope here is that Pokemon Legends introduces, like, extinct Pokemon from the Sinnoh region, like Sinnoh variants. That is like in like terms of like my wild predictions for Pokemon Legends, like I that's the kind of the one I want to see. Or
that's actually a really good one.
Maybe we'll get some like gigantic, and they can just easily introduce them like later, like kind of like how people keep seeing like the Tasmanian tigers that, you know, have like functionally gone extinct, and like every couple of years people like actually know the Tasmanian tiger is probably still out there. But you know, I feel like that's kind of like my hope, and I am curious to see what sort of new forms the legendary Pokemon of the Sinnoh region get, if we get legendary Pokemon of the Sinnoh region, which I'm hoping we get.
That's fair. I think it's one of those things where I think we will definitely we'll probably get some kind of like throwaway app kind of thing, right? Or like maybe even another like, you know, mobile game that like is one of those like small ones, like Pokemon Cafe, right? Like it's a game that is just fine. It's a lot of fun to play or whatever. They don't really talk about it that much. They announced it. It came and went. They, you know, updated it and whatever. And like, that's it. Right. Like, I feel like we may get something like, you know, something like that.
Maybe like a massive Pokemon Quest overhaul.
Oh, maybe.
Hey. And this is where they announce that they're going to bring all of that content that they made for China to the United States and, you know, other regions. Then I'm here for it. Whatever. I saw someone in the comments said, what about a Pokemon Smile DLC? And all I want is like Pokemon braces. And it just like teaches you how to like take care of your braces. You put braces on your favorite Pokemon.
I forgot about Pokemon now. Smile. Is that still a thing?
I mean, my son used it for like 6 months.
Oh,
hey, that's longer than I expected.
I mean, you know, it definitely helped with, you know, establishing some teeth brushing habits.
There we go.
So I count as a success.
Perfect. That is successful.
But anyways, yeah. So
all right, I opened the pack. Let's see what we get.
Okay. Well.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
grass energy.
Grass very energy. Very oh, come on. Focus in camera.
Blurry card. Oh man, that's great.
Maybe if I pull it back. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Pull it back. Swoobat.
Lomray. A lucky
ice pop. Lillipup. Bagon.
Oh, I see something cool.
Teddy Ursa. Come on, focus. Lotad. This is a big pack. Leo. Appleton. Ooh!
Right out of the gate.
Wow. Oh, that's a pretty one.
It's the Pokemon that none of us can
That's right. That's why none of us said its name out loud.
The Pokemon of 1,000 pronunciations.
For those listening, it was a Suicune.
Yeah, Suicune. Yeah, we all know how to pronounce it now, but. Oh man, we have to keep naming these. Oh, it's the switching cups.
Energy switching cups.
Like gambling, and we're not
elemental badge. Shelgun. Well, that's a cool Hitmonchan.
Yeah, that's.
I forgot they still are doing this like single strike, rapid strike crap.
They're about to introduce a third one.
I know. Oh, come on, focus. Fletchling. Tentacool. Focus, camera.
Man, it's focusing too much on your big face.
I know. Well, there's the nice Pikachu card. And Seedot. Oh, it's hollow. Yep.
Yep.
And a Drampa.
Okay.
Hey, that's okay.
Oh, it's a dragon card though. That's my first dragon card.
That is the
dragon cards are back.
Dragon types. Yep.
Yep. Oh, it's like lime. It's like a lime green color.
Hey, Jim, look at the comments on Facebook really quick. Stop. No, this is a
Gosh, it's Fishnet Goldback cosplayer. Oh my gosh. Okay. Jen Barlow is in the chat. I came across her TikTok the other day and I thought it was the most amazing thing I have ever seen in my life. And immediately dropped it into our Slack channel saying, "We need to cover this because it is absolutely amazing." So if you have not checked it out yet, head on over to comicbook.com and then head on over to her TikTok. I'm so sorry, Jen, if you're still in the chat, drop your TikTok handle. I will shout it out as soon as I see it pop up in the chat. But man, I absolutely love it.
The entire journey of like getting all of the pieces for the cosplay in the middle of the night, honest to God, one of the most inspirational things. There's a Walmart like 5 seconds from me and I want to go. So at Staples and Glue is
that's
her,
right on,
her
TikTok. On TikTok. Staples and Glue. Go check that out.
Because, it's amazing. Man, we need a Geodude cosplay like that. Just saying, if you're still listening to us, Jim, if you do Geodude cosplay, I think Jim would like actually cry.
I mean,
I would cry. Christian would lose his damn mind.
I mean, listen. I'm very appreciative of Pokemon cosplays. I've always been a fan, dating back to the sexy Magikarps. The Jack Magikarp. So you know, I'm never going to knock a good looking Pokemon cosplay. However, it would be delightful if we got a Geodude cosplay because I appreciate the artistry of cosplay, but I just hate. Geodude. So, you know, it's like, oh no, it's like the two conflicts. Enough.
Oh, that was great. Great spot, Christian. Jen, thanks so much for stopping by on the live show. We really do appreciate it so much. So, okay, now I totally lost our train. Oh, I was opening cards. I have one more pack to open.
All right, let's do the last pack and then we'll dive into the Pokemon Unite news.
All right, come on, focus. Energy, Toy Catcher,
Hippodon. I mispronounced that.
Golduck.
Golduck, yep.
Applin, Sableye, Bergmite, Nickit. My daughter is obsessed with Nickit. She loves Nickit. Carvana, Hippopotas. Ooh, and a holo Zygarde. Very cool. All right, so for out of four packs, I got I hit about 50% on them. I'll take that. I'll take those odds.
Hey,
no Eevees though. Four packs, no Eevees.
That is upsetting.
That's a little disappointing.
It's the Eevee box and four packs in, no Eevees.
Because they keep pulling all the Eevees out of out of the set. Anyways, so let's go and change topics a little bit to the topic that's near and dear to Jim's heart. I'm glad that Jim's back to discuss about this. Pokemon Unite announced a surprise new Pokemon. Not the Pokemon we were expecting.
Definitely we're getting not Blissey. The Pokemon we were expecting.
What?
Definitely not the Pokemon we were expecting.
But it's the Pokemon we deserve. Let's be honest. come on.
Yes. So Blissey is coming to the game as the fourth supporter Pokemon, or fifth. No, because it's Wigglytuff. Hang on. Now I'm getting confused. There's Eldegoss, Wigglytuff, Mr. Mime. So I believe this is the fourth one after those three. So Blissey is coming to the game. It is a healing Pokemon and has the ability to protect allies from attacks. It's Unite move. So yeah, so Jim, what are your thoughts about Blissey?
I would have expected Blissey first before Jigglypuff, because I feel like this kind of character with the dynamics that you would expect it, there is no Blissey kind of Pokemon in the game right now that like is with, like, yes, there are support characters, but like the straight up kind of like healing support that like I would have expected at launch. And I look, we're what a month out from launch, so it's basically launch. Yeah. This is like the launch window, really. So I'm not surprised, but like, okay.
Well, for me, I'm pretty excited because, like, if I play Overwatch, I almost always play Mercy because I like being the healer support. So, like, the fact that Blissey kind of fits that role for me in Pokemon Unite, it makes me feel like I have a better shot of trying to get into it, because when I play at launch, I suck. I was terrible. It was not pretty. You did not want me on your team. I will tell you that much right now. But if I'm able to try playing as Blissey and be a more dedicated healer support, like that's what I am more familiar with, and based on what I've heard about how Blissey will play, it sounds more familiar to me. So I'm pretty excited because I think I might actually be able to try to play the game again and not feel like I'm bringing everyone down with me.
Yeah, I mean there is some talk in the chat about Eldegoss being a healer. Yeah, yes, Eldegoss is a healer, but Eldegoss
doesn't feel the same.
No, like Eldegoss can still, like, I don't want to say hold its own, because no one can hold their own in this game except for OP Gengar.
Gengar coming in from the night.
Yeah, Gengar freaking.
Blissey, at least on the surface, looks like it is going to be way more support, less attack. Yes. I'm sure it will be able to, you know, be like able
defend
to
itself.
defend itself in a sense. Yeah. But, you know, again, like that's where I kind of make the comparison with like having Jigglypuff in the game instead of having someone like, you know, Blissey up front, because to me it makes more sense for someone like Jigglypuff to get added to the game, knowing like the kind of mechanics and stuff that Jigglypuff would bring, without having like a true healer on the roster. But now we have it. So now the question becomes, where is Blastoise and what other Pokemon are we going to get? I'm actually a little, like, I know we have Machamp in the game, but I'm actually a little surprised that we don't have a either Electabuzz or Magmar in the game. Electabuzz, Magmar, or Scyther, really, are like the three kind of like OG Pokemon. Well, I'm a little more surprised just because of the various things that I think you can do with them that would appeal to, you know, kind of that older audience, to bring them into the game. And they are kind of like, they're not the edgelordy type, but like, everyone knows if you're a fan of Electabuzz, Magmar, Scyther, you know who that kind of person is.
Yeah. No, Scizor, I think, would be pretty cool because.
Yeah, you know, well, that's that too.
I think that Scizor, you could do a lot with, it's ability, like, you know, maybe it has like a kind of like a binding ability where it grabs and, you know, kind of like what Slowbro's telekinesis. I forget what the actual move is because I don't have Slowbro.
Isn't it just Psybeam?
I think, like I said, I'm not 100% sure, but he's got the one move that like lifts it up and like incapacitates, something like that. You know, I think that would be pretty cool, but only for more of like an attacking or all arounder, or you know, maybe even a scoring type. So a scoring type with some, like, you know, just a different mix of abilities. There's a few angles that we could go, like, you know, the there's like some weird talk about like what Pokemon are currently in the game and like some early beta data mines, which hinted at like Sylveon coming to the game. Squovit was one of them, which, you know, was a little bit of a weird one. And I think there was like one other Pokemon. I'm totally blanking on the name. Aegislash.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Those were kind of like the Pokemon that might be in the pipeline. But then again, these were really early data mines and they're just names. We have no idea like how those Pokemon will like, because I see like Squovit more of kind of like a Pokemon for a future like quick map or a new, you know, a new like NPC Pokemon. Like, yeah. I don't really like think of Squovit unless like what would be a really cool ability was if it could steal points from the other team without without like knocking them out, like if it was like some sort of like thieving mechanic.
I was just thinking too, Scizor feels like it would be one of those pop-up NPC Pokemon too that like you beat it and it gives you like armor in the same way that like I think Dreadnought does, right? Where like it, to me that like that makes a little bit of sense. You stick them in like, you know, a jungle setting or whatever. But I'm surprised that Bidoof has not found its way into the game yet.
We just gotta wait for April Fool's Day again. Next year. Don't come around.
I feel like based on Bidoof's like surging popularity as of late, and especially with the Sinnoh games coming out, you know, that's just easy content for later. It wouldn't surprise me if we see like the Gen 4 Pokemon get added here starting in like November, December or January.
It would be so unfair to add Bidoof right now because he's basically Pokemon God.
he would just
basically step on the field and win.
But you know what it is? Of the meme Pokemon, like that's I am of 100% belief that that is the only reason Cramorant is in the game. Like at one point, Cramorant was the meme Pokemon, and then we all moved on to Bidoof, and the Pokemon Unite developers must have just been sitting there being like, well, crap. We're too late.
Oh, man. We'll do a deeper dive into Blissey, see what Blissey has in store for us, I guess, next
Blissey
week.
May end up being Megan's new main.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be my first main because I never found one.
Have you played a bit since, you know, since we've talked?
I mean, I did, and then I just quietly stopped because I'm not good at it. I don't like, in those kind of games, I don't like having the pressure on me to be on the front lines. I don't like the pressure of having to, like, keep people out of range. I don't like the pressure of having to be the one who makes the goals. I like the situation of being like, that person's in trouble, let me heal you, which is why in Overwatch I always do Mercy. So
there is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, because Mercy's who I first started playing as. That support healer role was great for me, and I know there's other characters who can fit that now, but Mercy was for me. So if this is like the first kind of Pokemon that fits this in Unite, other than Eldegoss, that I just still didn't feel right to me with Eldegoss, is Blissey. Yes, I'll take it. Absolutely. And then I might finally, you know, not be embarrassed to play.
Jim, have you ranked up and ranked yet?
Yes. I haven't played in a few days. I forget. I'm about to get into the third rank if I continue to play well.
So I'm still ahead of Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that matters to Hopper.
Yep. As long as I keep pace ahead of Jim, so I can continually flaunt my superiority. That's the most important thing. So, anyways, let's talk about a PokeFact of the week.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We are continuing our trek along the Johto Pokedex. I almost called it Photodex because apparently I've got Pokemon Snap on the brain.
That's all right.
So we're to the Mareep family. Now, you know, Mareep is this like sheep Pokemon that gets weirder and weirder as it evolves. And there's actually an in-story reason for the reason why it loses its wool over the course of its evolution. And it's because as it generates more electricity, its skin becomes rubbery in an attempt to like protect its like vital organs. So that is why Flaffy only has half a, coat, and Ampharos is completely bald.
That's horrifying.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
it basically becomes rubber?
Yeah.
So it's like Luffy from One Piece.
Yeah, its bald skin is actually rubber.
Amazing.
Now Ampharos has always been one of my like favorite like Gen 2 Pokemon. Absolutely loved it. I wish it like wasn't a junk Pokemon. So many Johto Pokemon. Like I maintain like the Johto Pokemon are some of the best designed of any generation, like pound for pound. None of them are particularly like amazing. But originally, when Game Freak was developing Pokemon Gold and Silver, Ampharos was supposed to be an electric dragon type. And somewhere in the development, and you know, we know this because we have two betas that are out in the wild. And at some point, Ampharos, they decided, no, we want Ampharos to be a pure electric type. But when Pokemon X and Y came out and they introduced Mega Evolutions, they decided to revisit that idea. And that is why Ampharos is an electric dragon type Pokemon. It's actually a nod to its kind of forgotten past, and they actually kind of reference it in the Pokedex entry where they talk about like Mega Evolution Energy has apparently unlocked the sheep Pokemon's like hidden dragon ancestry. And they're
like how chickens are so,
for this.
It's like how chickens are closely related to like T-Rexes, or like relatively speaking, closely related. So it's kind of like right. I am frozen dragons. That works. So I'm not mad about it.
And the other cool thing about Ampharos is not only did ancient people use them as basically lighthouses, they used it as light signals. Ampharos is so bright. Apparently, when it lights up, it can be seen from space.
So do you think that Ampharos and Rayquaza chat, like they use like Morse code and it flashes at certain intervals and talks to Rayquaza?
They could.
That's Pokemon, my headcanon.
I was about to say, United Pokemon theory, Ampharos's bright lights is what actually caused Starmie and Clefairy and all the other alien Pokemon.
I love that idea. And then they show up and they're like, why is this thing made of rubber?
It's like, what the heck is this rubber sheep thing? Like, is it a giraffe? Is it a sheep? Is it a dragon? Like, what wait, is so this
does,
thing?
So does it hurt Flaffy when it's like using electrocution because its skin's not rubber at that point and it's losing hair because it's in pain and stressed out? The situation? I don't want to think too hard about it, but like, is that what's happening?
let me read the exact one. Give me one second. I'm not driving this week, so I can actually pull up the Pokedex.
No, it's fine. Is Flaffy in pain? Do we need to help Flaffy? Like, that's what I'm wondering. That's horrible.
So the original Pokedex entry says, as a result of storing too much electricity, it developed patches where even downy wool won't grow. So basically, it's like, I don't know.
It scarred itself. They scarred.
Yeah, that's what it kind of sounds like.
That's terrible.
In Crystal, they kind of like walk that back. Well, no, then they say, because of its rubbery, electricity-resistant skin, it can store a lot of electricity in its fur. So it seems to imply that as an evolution, it developed this rubbery skin so that its fur can be even more charged with electricity. It's weird. It's a weird Pokedex entry. Like, that it's a surprisingly weird one.
That is strange. Well, now I'm concerned about Flaffy, but good to know that Ampharos and Rayquaza are besties. That's what I've taken from this.
All right. Well, I guess that about does it for us this week.
Yeah, this was a bit of an odd episode. Jim only showed up for half of it. Megan and I talked about localization of various mangas.
I pulled two okay cards.
Yeah,
like I know. It's a great day to come back. And all three of us are back. What a lovely treat.
What a treat.
That means you know, one of us will, you know, have to miss like the next 2 weeks and make up for the second.
Don't jinx it. Well, all right, that's going to do it for us this week. Thank you, everyone, who joined us live every Monday on Twitch, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. across the pond. We love having you here. Thanks for all the first-time viewers. And man, I gotta say, like we had a celebrity, Jen Barlow, come on by, the TikTok gosh. Celebrity, loved that. And we're gonna talk about whatever big stuff happens this week on next week's episode on Monday. So stay tuned. If you want to hear our thoughts in the moment, make sure you keep it locked into at Pokemon Pod CB on Twitter for the show. Otherwise, you can find me at Jim Viscardi.
You can find me on Twitter at Megan Peters CB.
And you can find me at C Hoffer C Bus.
Looking forward to this week. It's going to be a good one. Talk to you all later.